Find a partner, ideally somebody you don't know very well, I think, but not to worry if it's somebody you do, but can be stronger with somebody you don't know. So if you'd like to just take your partners, please. About it, just let go, relax, and you can look away if you want to for a little while, but do stay connected. Yeah, so the person who is receiving this kindly attention for a while, just relax and let yourself go into it and be nourished by this other human being in front of you. Yeah, all right, is that clear? So, off you go then. So, we've got a question.
Yeah. When you say first, what does that mean?
You're giving the metta to the other person silently, regarding them with loving attention and awareness of this other human being. All right?
And are we doing it in silence or are we...
We are doing it in silence, complete silence. Unless you feel really moved to say something quietly, a word or a phrase, do feel free to do that, but otherwise it's silence. Okay, off we go then. down. giggling is all right, by the way. So let's change around now. And the other person now is giving all their love away. Off you go. So just take a few minutes to share with one another how that was, and then we'll have a bigger sharing. Gosh, it was hard to stop that. It's so much energy in the room. It's wonderful. It was amazing, the contrast between the silence and then this joyful conversation. So I'd love to hear from some of you how that was, which if you'd like to share it with all of us. First of all, how was it to receive the metta? Anybody?
I actually felt tingling.
Right, great. Yeah. You must have been pretty powerful then.
It's very pleasant.
Yeah.
It's very pleasant. I found it uncomfortable at times. I found it much easier to give than to receive.
Well, there you go, you see. Now you know what you need to work on, if I have you.
Thank you.
Were there moments when you could at all?
Yeah, and moments I felt, I think when I could kind of relax a little bit more, then I started to feel quite emotional.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's a new thing, could really allow that in. Or
right, yeah, great.
And other times I just felt really uncomfortable, prickly heat and churning in my stomach, and yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a lot going on.
Yeah, so it's almost too much for us sometimes, isn't it? To receive too much. It's too much light to take, is it? Or too much connection, too close. But we need, it's food, it's nourishment. We need it. Yeah. Anybody else felt that or anything else?
I found it really, really, we were sort of talking, I think we had a similar feeling, but I found it really nice to be able to give the metta, and I really felt a sort of sense of connection, almost as if I was sort of like an interconnection, basically, between the two of us, and as if I was sort of looking at myself as much as I was looking at you. But then when it came to receiving the metta, there was just a massive blockage to it. It was just like, just could not engage with it really on any level, apart from just like, okay, so I'm not really engaging with this. what's going on? What's happening there? And it was hard to even feel that, but on a sort of, I just was like, okay, so on a physical level, what's happening? And it was just as if there was just, like a strong sort of heaviness of just like, oh, just could not do that.
Mm.
So it was really interesting how the two experiences were very different.
Thanks for your honesty. It just, you just maybe need to keep trying this a few times, you know, maybe with the sound of a friend or whatever, and slowly the heart will start to open, I'm sure.
Well, I've done it before, and what was interesting is that when I did it before, and actually when you said we were going to do it, my initial reaction was like, oh no. but I've done it before on retreat, and I remember it, and I was so anxious. And this time I wasn't that anxious.
Right.
I was still like, oh no. But I wasn't that anxious.
There's progress.
Progress.
Good.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else?
Masks. I found I was putting up. I took one mask off.
Yeah.
And then I found I had another mask on.
Right.
And then I had the mask on my face. So I had a big smile on my face, you know, and then I kind of sort of let that drop, you know. And then I was aware that I was blocking Tim out, and I was trying to see if it was because I was scared, but I didn't feel scared, but I did feel disconnected at times, and at some moments I kind of wanted to meta him.
Yeah.
And he was metering me.
Yeah.
I was kind of after you kind of. That sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. It's I just comment and then come back to you. So in a way it's easier to give than receive sometimes, isn't it?
Mm.
And in giving metta, of course, it creates positive energy for us. So there is a spin-off there. But there is a great need to be able to let it in as well, yeah? And I love what you talk about the masks, because that's very much what we're putting up in life. You know, we're often wearing a mask, aren't we? A pretense. And we need to become more transparent and open and trusting, yeah? But life out there doesn't help us with that very often, very much. But here we can find a safe space to start to cultivate that, yeah. And I think that's very important. Somebody at the back.
We were just saying about how we felt more vulnerable when we were receiving compared to when we were giving the letter, and that maybe giving was sort of more of an active process. And then we were thinking, well, maybe receiving the letter might have felt more passive, but does it have to be passive?
Yeah.
And actually, if you're receiving metta actively, then you don't feel as vulnerable.
Yeah, very good point. Mm. And I think that you could take into yourself metta practice in meditation, that sense of being active with it, in the receiving of it, because that empowers you then in the moment. Because sometimes we think to receive is to be weak. You didn't actually, but you know, that we can have that connotation. But if we are active in our receiving, that empowers us. We feel strong there. So, very good point. Thank you.
Oh, I just wanted to build on that because I just remembered what I did towards the end when I was receiving is that I actually started saying, like, I accept.
Right.
I accept it almost to bring myself, like, remember what I was doing. And that was when we had a really beautiful moment where we were, it really, our eye contact was kind of like calm and steady and comfortable and it was a lovely moment.
Mm. You sense that also.
Yeah. Well, we kind of had a spontaneous mutual smile and it was based that kind of lit something up and really connected us together.
Nice.
Yeah, that kind of arose out of that.
Yeah. Somebody at the back.
We were talking about how this might actually help in the metta-bhavana, and the neutral person, this active, I mean, we don't know each other, but if you could actually bring the person you've got in that stage in that sort of, in that way, that you're face to face. Because I have trouble with the neutral person.
Yeah.
That's when sometimes even go to sort of drop off to sleep.
Yeah. Because it's so boring, isn't it? Yeah. It's boring.
I realise that. There's nothing to keep me engaged. This felt like really.
Yeah, but that's a tool we can use, and after the tea break, I'm going to suggest that very thing, that you place the person in front of you, in your mind, and it does make a big difference, actually. Yeah, so we can try that out. Do you have one more before we break up? Anybody else? The last chance?
I noticed that I was quite surprised, because normally I'm a sort of kind of viscerally kind of, you know, felt sense person, but I noticed in both of the exercises that I had a sort of dialogue going on. I mean, you know, I know Janaka, it was difficult for me to find somebody, I really don't know, but I know Janaka cares about me already, so it was like I had this dialogue. I was going, I know Janaka cares about me. I remember when he sent me that card, I can make him laugh sometimes, we enjoy working with you, whatever, you know, so it was that.
Yes.
The same was going on in the other position as well. A sort of kind of a bit of a dialogue kind of going on. Yeah, which I was quite, you know, I was quite surprised. But I thought, it's something else, you know, that I could. I found something else there that I can use. I feel quite excited.
But I wonder.
You felt a bit rigid, though, didn't you?
That was a good point. Yeah, what I noticed also was it was interesting because normally we're moving, aren't we? Even like this.
Yeah.
I'm moving, aren't I now? So, but when we were sat there, you know, there's not much movement. So normally if I'm cycling along, noticing a daffodil or whatever, or even looking at a daffodil, I'll be going like this, won't I? Because I'll be wanting to smell it, knowing me.
Yeah.
And I'll be moving. So there was something that I noticed that was quite difficult in the sort of rigid,
right,
you know, kind of nature.
Yeah, I think that's why I asked you to try and relax, yeah, because we can get rigid with this, that's for sure, yeah. And even look away, so it is important to relax into this. And you can even move around, you don't have to stay rigid.
Yeah, although, you know, saying that, I'm also, it was just more that I was noticing.
Right.
And actually there can be benefits in
noticing.
Just noticing that. Yeah. I felt like a benefit of just noticing.
And I think that's what's, that's what's come out from a lot of the comments this evening, that people were waking up and noticing their states.
Yeah.
And that's very, very much part of practice generally. Yeah, just noticing the state you're in or what's happening.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very, very important. That's the awareness space that notices what's going on. Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, I think just before we go out to tea, I'm just going to give a little bit of homework in case anybody feels like engaging with this during the week, and I will post this up on the website. And after that, we'll have tea. And what I propose afterwards is, and you've got to stay on, not go home, unless you have to get up early. But it'd be great out of all of this that we engage with a self-metta practice and then taking it out into the world. And I'll just lightly lead that, but leave quite a bit of silence as well for you to get into your own practice. And at the end, we'll have the chance to take our jewels together with chanting and offer them to the shrine as a kind of aspiration, those who want to. So hang on to your jewel if you want to do that at the very end of the evening. Okay, so just for this week, continue with the image of the flame as a wish-fulfilling jewel in your heart. So it can be a flame, it can be a jewel, whatever. Yeah. Rekindle it each time you find you lose connection with yourself, both in the being pulled down into negativity or being carried away with too much positivity, with a too high. Notice your inner weather and connect to the blue sky, both in and out of meditation, and find some equilibrium. And we were working on that in the meditation as well. Okay?